Got us a story from Kent, Tennessee today. You know, folks get married and they split up and things get bad sometimes.
I believe in Kent that's called being hitched.
Yeah, they get hitched and bad things can happen sometimes, and then you got to go before the magistrate and get you a temporary restraining order and that kind of thing.
Well, yeah, when you get married, that always happens,
yeah,
don't it?
And just in case, there's sometimes people who just won't pay attention to that. They basically breach a court order, you know, and that causes a problem. And this guy did. He followed his wife to McDonald's, and he wasn't supposed to do that. So, of course, Uh-oh. She turns around and calls the law, and they come out there, you know, police show up, and they tell him, you know, there's a restraining order against you. You can't, I don't believe you can see her, but I need to get some identification here as you stand in the Golden Arches parking lot. Pulled out his driver's license. His name's Ronald McDonald.
Are you serious?
Would I make that up?
Get out of here.
I'm telling you, it's the truth. Ronald McDonald followed his wife, his estranged wife, to the Golden Arches.
He's having an affair with his brother.
Yeah.
God.
Mayor McCheese was seeing it all.
Yeah,
now, I'm telling you. All right.
He was trying to hamburgle.
That's it. Jay Sokol here this morning from the City of College Station. How
hey
are
there.
You today?
Doing well. Thank you.
We're not going to do a Jethro trivia today. It's gotten to the point where we're covering the Jethro trivia subjects, and it really bothers me because that means we're doing way too much pop culture news.
We've
got to back that down a little bit. However, we do have today a list of unusual ways that people have accidentally lost or destroyed their cell phones over the last year.
Oh, okay.
There's the 40-something-year-old woman who admitted that she accidentally baked her Nokia inside a birthday cake.
Oh, my goodness.
How do you know when it's done?
I know. Does it fall in
There's
the
There's an
bag?
App for that. Yeah. That's how.
Yeah. Is it lucky like a baby in a king cake?
Yeah, that I guess could be. Oh, look, you got the cell phone. The couple reenacting that classic Titanic scene. I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know. Featuring Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet dropping their phone over the side of the cruise ship while trying to take a picture of the event.
In little dinghy?
Yeah. I bet you that's probably happened more than
once.
Oh,
I'm sure it
There
has.
Was the 20-something woman who claimed that the... Oh, I can't say that. Then there was a story of the farmer who needed a flashlight because he was, well, trying to look at...
He's birthing cows.
Yeah, that's right. And he used the flashlight, but lost it, if you get what I mean.
Ugh.
Yeah, had to wait for the cow to reprocess it for him. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah, there you are. So, now I'm going to answer the phone, which really scares
me. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Now I don't know what's going to happen. Hello.
Hey, Scott, this is Carl Mooney.
Hey, Carl, how are you today?
Hey, I'm okay.
You're on the radio with us.
All right.
Okay, good.
Just want to let you know there is an accident on Highway 6 just south of the Rock Prairie exit, and so people coming in from that direction might want to get off on the frontage road because it's backing up.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Northbound on 6.
Northbound, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thanks. There you go. Now he's going to want a T-shirt. Now he's going to want a T-shirt. Hello?
Hey, going back to your trivia list of cell phone accidents,
yes.
I talked to a fellow that emptied the porta-potties, and he says that's the number one thing found in porta-potties.
Really? I don't even want to...
Oh, disgusting.
He did say number one, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, so I'll make a note. We'll get the councilman a T-shirt, and he can be a mobile reporter for us.
There you go.
Yeah, our councilman's also a traffic reporter.
There you go.
Pretty awesome.
What are we doing today?
We have Lieutenant Craig Anderson from your College Station Police Department talking about some Halloween safety tips.
It's that time of year, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is.
Good morning. Welcome in. So some things people need to be thinking about?
Yes, sir. You know, every year, you know, at Halloween, kids like to get out in the neighborhood, have fun, go out and get candy, but they need to be safe also. So what we want to do is just make sure we provide some tips to make sure they have a safe and fun Halloween. First thing I just want to mention is that, you know, we have some preferred hours that we like for the kids to go out and trick or treat, which is between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, you know, they're not out too late and law enforcement can be around, you know, making sure that they're safe and making sure that everybody's doing what they need to do to make sure the kids are having fun.
Sunset's about, 7 o'clock now or something like that.
Somewhere.
Pretty close. So they certainly got a full hour of darkness if that's important to them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. But a couple of things, too, that, you know, parents need to watch out for, especially when they're getting the costumes for the kids, because, you know, kids want to be superheroes. They like getting the masks and the fancy costumes. But the main thing is that they want to make sure that they're flame retardant. So they go around these jack-o'-lanterns. Sometimes they have candles in them. If they get too close, we don't want the kid to be going down the street looking like, you know, ball of fire.
Not a good thing.
Right.
No, yeah.
Stop, drop, and roll kind of thing. And want to make sure, too, that when they have the mask on and they're going through the neighborhood, that the mask is not blocking their vision. Because, you know, they may accidentally go out into a street in front of a car. Want to make sure they don't trip over something and hurt themselves. So we prefer that they have some type of maybe makeup on or something like that. But if they get a mask, make sure it's not blocking their vision. Make sure that any kind of fake knives or swords or anything like that is made out of cardboard, because kids love to have fun and poke other people. Oh, want to make sure they don't hurt anybody. And if they're in a group, they want to make sure they walk slowly and don't leave the group. Sometimes kids, they want to go out and have fun, and they may cut through a backyard or go through a wooded area, but they want to make sure they stay with their parents and don't want to leave the group that they're with.
And don't ditch your little brother, right?
I mean, exactly.
He may be an annoyance, but you need to keep him with you.
You need to keep the kid with you. That's right. Yeah, it's only for a couple of hours, so make sure you put up with him for a little while. Also, too, they want to make sure they go to a house that has a porch light on, because historically, if the porch light isn't on, that means that they're not participating and giving out candy. And just because the porch light isn't on, you don't want to go and vandalize the house either. That's against the law, so you don't want to do any toilet papering or messing with mailboxes or anything like that. And so we'll make sure they have fun, but also that they don't do anything illegal. The other thing, too, we want to make sure that they do is always never run across the street. We want to encourage adults during a particular time to drive slowly through neighborhoods, but also we don't want the kids to be running out in, from between cars and that kind of thing. The other thing, too, we want to make sure is that while they're out there, they understand that they shouldn't assume they have the right of way. Cars on the street, they had a right of way. And sometimes, you know, kids are not careful. They say, well, we're having fun, so hey, we're just going to do whatever we want to, and we don't want them to get into an accident or anything like that. The other thing, we want to make sure that we encourage them to wear comfortable shoes and also light color costumes or something with reflective tape. We want to make sure that they can be seen. They may be able to see, but we need to make sure we see them. So these are just a few things we want to make sure that kids do and parents pay attention to during Halloween. We want them to have fun, but we want them to also be safe.
Absolutely. Thanks a bunch.
Yes, sir.
What else we got?
Reminder about early voting that even continues tomorrow between 8 and 8 and Sunday from 10 to 3. And then, of course, next week from the 29th through the 2nd, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. If you need a list of early voting sites, you can get that, as well as for College Station voters, an explanation of each of the 9 proposed amendments to our city charter. All that at cstx.gov/elections.
Yeah, reading that ahead of time would probably help.
It would be a very good idea.
And that accident?
Yes, the accident.
Northbound.
From our traffic reporter, City Councilman Carl Mooney.
We need to get him a helicopter.
Well, yeah, well, we'll do that. We'll need to work on that.
I'll let you give the location of that.
The thing is, though, is it in the budget to get a traffic helicopter?
I think for 14 it is.
Okay.